This recording, Illinois 22, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
"I used to have this hamster named Samson, and I loved him very, very much. He was such a small, angry hamster. He was so mean. I couldn't hold him ever. I don't think I ever successfully held him in my hands because he was just so angry and mean. He would always bite everything. But I loved him very, very much. And when he died, I threw a funeral, and it was incredibly solemn. My boyfriend built a tiny casket during his scene shop class, his scenic design class. He made a little casket out of something, and it was really cute. And my best friend and the guy that she was talking to at the time came over, and we, like, made some drinks, and we poured some out for Samson. We walked down the block to our old apartments. We walked down the block to our old apartment, which was the apartment that we were living at when we first got Samson, when I first got Samson. And I think this is illegal, we dug a small hole in the yard of this apartment that no longer belonged to us, and we buried my dead hamster Samson in it while playing Let It Be by the Beatles. It was an incredibly moving ceremony. I cried. I don't think anyone else did, but my roommates and my boyfriend and my best friend and the boy that she was talking to at the time were very supportive. It was good. It was a good hamster funeral for Samson.